He is Mr. Jeff Weltman. And Jeff, thanks so much for taking time. Very nice of you to make time for us. And you said not too long ago, Jeff, that look, you're going to be cautious in free agency. You're going to be relatively patient. And it would seem, Jeff, that your patience prevailed. Are you happy? Are you content with what you've done in free agency and signing Shelvin Mack and Jonathan Simmons here, Jeff?
Never content, always happy.
There you go. I like it.
you know, I hope that these guys will. I hope and expect that these guys will change the way that we're looked at on the floor. I feel that I know that our staff wanted to add fighters, and both these guys are fighters. They're players who have achieved more than expected of them. They've lifted their own teammates and they've made their teams better. And you know, that's all you can hope to add.
Yeah, no question about it. Jeff Weltman, president of basketball operations from the Magic, here on ESPN Afternoons with Scott Inez. We just talked to Jonathan Simmons, and Jeff, you know his story. What an amazing story. I mean, the guy scrounges up $150 for a tryout, and 3 or 4 years later, he signs a multi-million dollar deal with the Orlando Magic. Really is a self-made kid. And he just told me, look, I was not made for pop system there in San Antonio. I want to spread my wings. I want to go out and I want to start and star in this league. And that has to be music to your ears, huh?
Yeah. I mean, anytime you bring guys in who with ambition and drive and energy, how could you not want that?
Sure.
I think that, you know, that's something that we all covet. And so, you know, love hearing that stuff, man. I think Jonathan has, you know, one of the most unique stories that I've ever heard about in the NBA.
Yeah.
You know, paying his own way to his D-League tryout and then becoming what he's become today. I think that kind of says everything you need to know about who he is.
Yeah. Well, there's always hope for me. You know, I might have approached the half a century mark, but there is always hope for me. We are speaking with Jeff Weltman, president of basketball operations, here on ESPN Afternoons with Scott Inez. What about Shelvin Mack? Jeff, veteran guy, another, you know, sort of, you know, small college defensive first guy. I'm kind of noticing a trend here, Jeff. What's your take on what Shelvin brings to this team?
Yeah, man, I think Shelvin's a winner. You know, I think that as our staff assessed the free agent market and as we did our homework, you know, the things that you keep coming back with on a guy like Shelvin Mack, you talk to coaches and you talk to different executives on teams where he's played, and the word that keeps coming back is winner. Mm. Just figures out what it takes to make the team better, figures out what it takes to win a game, figures out what it takes to have the coach say, that's the guy I want to look down the bench and put in the game. And then, you know, when opportunities presented itself, he's made the most of it, to where he, you know, started a couple games due to injury in the playoffs and acquitted himself really well. Overachiever, you know, mm-hmm. another overachiever, but an overachiever in a way that I think rubs off positively on his teammates. And so those are the sorts of guys that we're hoping to add.
Sure. So now kind of like the hard part is over with, right? Like you just go on vacation for another 8 or 9, 10 months or whatever, right? I mean, that's the way it works, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
If you say so.
but look, you know, I mean, look, we start training camp here in a little less than 2 months. Do you feel as if, Jeff, you've kind of laid a foundation here in the off season for your first year as the boss man down there?
No, not in the least respect. We have so much work to do. You know, we're trying to add the right sorts of people. We're trying to add the right sorts of players. The roster is not yet done. We still, you know, need to figure out ways to get better as we enter the season. And then off the court, you know, it's been obviously a lot of focus on draft and free agency, but, you know, organizationally, we want to assess and evaluate a lot of the ways that we do work and, you know, try to refine our practices and get better across the board. So there's a lot of work to be done, and it's not going to happen overnight. But hopefully the players that we're starting to add will help exemplify how we want to be represented and how we want to be thought of.
And speaking of players that you have added, I did some spying over at the RDB Sportsplex working out today, Mr. Weltman, and I saw the two rookies working out with Magic assistant coaches over there. These kids are in town. They're working out. That's a good sign to me, and it's got to be very encouraging for you, huh?
Oh, it's everything. I can't tell you. I think we spoke about it the night of the draft, even, mm-hmm. how committed these kids are. And I have to say that our coaches have been great working with guys and following them around. And I think with our rookies, they let it be known from day one that they were here to work. They wanted to spend the summer here every day and just get better. And so that's rare. I know
yes,
that, you know, sometimes you would think like, well, of course, like what else, but that's unique in this day and age. And there's so many different things, especially when you talk about high draft picks, to pull these kids to other places, locales, events. And our guys have been locked in, man. They've been working. Even this week when we're refurbishing the court, they stayed in town and we're over at the RDV, like mm-hmm. you said. So, yeah, I'm very pleased. I know our whole organization, our coaching staff, and our whole front office is really feeling good about the work those kids are putting in.
Yeah, I was very happy to see that. One last question. We'll let you go. What's next? I mean, free agency is still technically underway. We got a few million to go out there and spend if we want. I mean, are you done, Jeff?
Never done, man. Never done. Always looking for another opportunity, Scott, as you know. I think that we still feel that we can improve the team. And I know that we're busy discussing ways how to do that, potentially looking at possible, how do we elevate the shooting component mm-hmm. right now?
Yeah.
So we're studying a lot of different things. And you know, we are still slightly under, not by a lot, but you know, we can facilitate deals. It does give us a possibility to discuss options with teams. But I wouldn't, I wouldn't look at the fact that we're probably like evaluating home run deals at this stage. But if there's any way we can chip away and continue to add the right kind of people and boost our team, you know, from a skill perspective, you know, we'll continue to chip away at that and look for the right people, the right opportunities. Where we can, round out the roster and feel better about it next week than we do this week.
Sure. Well, I can't move anymore, Jeff, but I can still shoot it.
No,
so
you can't. Jeff,
I'm
this
willing.
Is a bad deal, Jeff.
I'm more than willing
well,
to take
more,
the minimum.
Any more indicates that there that you once could. So I've yet to see that, but. We
Great
have to establish stuff. A baseline here, Scott.
Right, exactly.
It's a low base.
Yeah, very little.
Right.
Jeff, thank you, my man, so much. Appreciate it, and we'll see you on down the road, all right?
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me, as always.
Thanks so much.